You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Family planning is very much in the news right now. We hear about Republican attempts to defund Planned Parenthood. We hear about concerns about Obamacare and whether that should cover contraception. And it may be that how we fund and regulate family planning has really important, larger scale economic and social implications. And so that's what Martha Bailey does. She tries to figure out whether that's true by looking back to economic history. The last times that we've had such virulent debates and large-scale social experiments were back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. We saw Griswold versus Connecticut, which was the first time that the Supreme Court struck down state bans on contraception. And then subsequently we saw the expansion of federal family planning programs. And Martha really asks, what is it we can learn from this period in U.S. history? And the results are fascinating. It's easy to see that family planning would have an effect on the fertility rate. But I think what we care more about is the circumstances in which kids grow up. And here she finds very large effects. When you allow family planning or you encourage family planning, kids are much less likely to grow up in poverty, much less likely to grow up on welfare or with their parents on welfare. And generally it looks like the environment within which they grow up and the investments which their parents are willing to make in them rises substantially. It's not just which kids are or aren't being born. It's that parents, when given the opportunity to choose when to have their kids, are choosing to have them at a time of life when they're willing, able, and have the financial resources to make investments in them.